到台湾传福音。那个时候台湾1600万劳工人口中，多数人都还没有接触过福音，只有 0.5% 的人信主。因此他们决定搬到嘉义县的劳工阶级村落去传福音。他们没有透过传统的职堂模式来传福音而是为劳工家庭提供一个建立关系的公共空间。他们把家的一楼开了一家咖啡馆，开放给所有想喝杯咖啡或者只想找个地方闲聊的人开张两年之后，可以肯定的说，这个地方是很有果效。这个咖啡馆已经成为社区里为数不多的聚在一起聊天放松的地方之一。他们有很多的机会分享福音，讲故事，为人们祷告。有些人会定期的来，他们和很多人持续不断的谈论福音，而且这家咖啡店也产生了骨牌效应，带来了新的事工的机会。Gibson 夫妇帮忙经营一个青少年的事工一个成人的英语课程，还有妈妈小组等等。今天我们很感恩他们可以为我们传讲信息，并且分享他们在台湾服事的宝贵经历。请大家以热烈的掌声来欢迎欢迎向
平安平安。Thank you so much for letting us come and share with you today. We're really grateful.
非常感谢大家让我们今天来和大家分享，非常的感恩。
And I'm really grateful that we've been partnering. You guys have been praying for us, and we've been able to share with you guys for many years. A long time. No problem.
非常感谢我已经就是有很你们一直 support 我们很长时间，一直供应我们很长时间，让我们能到在台湾。
I know it's a long time because when I first came here, I wasn't wearing these.
他知道这是很长的一段时间，因为刚来的时候他根本就没戴眼镜。
Okay, now what I want to do, I want to share the word of God with you today.
今天我想跟大家分享上帝的话语。
I'm wondering, let's see, how do I go next? Oh, there we go. Oops, too far. I'm wondering if we could read the passage once first, could we? From Luke 24?
所以我们请大家打开你们的圣经到路加福音24:36-53.
I'm sorry, can I trouble you to read it? Do we have a Bible to read from? I'm sorry. It's probably clearer to read once first. I apologize.
那我们来读一下24:36-53。正说这话的时候，我们大家一起来好吗？正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站到他们当中，说：“愿你们平安。”他们却惊慌害怕，以为所看见的是魂。耶稣说：“你们为什么愁烦？为什么心里起疑念呢？你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道实在是我了。摸我看看，魂无骨无肉，你们看我是有的。”说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。他们正喜得不敢信，并且稀奇，耶稣就说：“你们这里有什么吃的没有？”他们便给他一片鱼，他接过来，在他们面前吃了。耶稣对他们说：“这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。”于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说：“照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名 传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷直至到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。我要将我父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。耶稣领他们到伯大尼的对面，就举手给他们祝福，正祝福的时候，他们就离开他们在天上去了。他们就拜他，大大的欢喜，回耶路撒冷去，常在殿里称颂神。
Fantastic. Thank you. Well, now let's understand the word of God here. Suppose one day you go to a really expensive, a high-class store to buy some clothes.
你可能去一个非常昂贵的店，就像奢侈品店一样。
But as you leave the store, suddenly, bah, bah, there's a sound and the alarms go off.
当你离开这个店的时候，就听到警报突然响了。
And a policeman or a security guard, he comes up to you and he says, hey, did you pay for that shirt?
然后警察就来说，你有没有付钱呀？
Now, how do you prove that you paid for that shirt or those clothes? How do you prove it?
你怎么证明你付了，你为这些衣服付了钱呢？
What do you need to do so that the security guard won't take you to jail?
你要做什么，所以他们不会把你带到监狱里去呢？
Well, you got to show them the receipts, right?
So you show them the receipts. 所以你要给他们看你的收据，对不对？
It's probably not a 7-Eleven receipt.
可能不是 7-Eleven 的这个收据啊。
Today, one thing we will do is we are going to look at Jesus's receipts.
所以今天我们要来看耶稣基督的收据。
The receipts that show what he did was true, that he really did this.
这个收据，他的收据是证明他所做的是真实的。
But first, we're in Luke 24.
所以我们现在首先来到路加福音的24章。
So Jesus has been crucified.
耶稣被钉十架。
He's been buried.
他被埋了。
And now 3 days later, some of the women, they go and they find that the tomb is empty.
所以第三天的时候，妇女们一来看的时候，
Jesus is gone.
耶稣已经走了。
And some angels come and they tell him, hey, he's risen from the dead.
所以天使来告诉他们说他已经复活了，从死里复活了。
And then Jesus starts appearing to people.
然后耶稣就向
People see him. Jesus is alive.
人们就看见他，他是活的。
And then early in Luke chapter 24, just before we read,
在路加福音24章刚刚开始的时候，
Jesus meets two people on the road.
耶稣在路上碰见了两个人。
And they see him that he is alive.
然后他就向他们显示他是活的。
And these two men, they suddenly at night, they run back to Jerusalem.
然后这些人就跑回了耶路撒冷。
And they find that all the apostles are there in one room.
他们就在一个房间里发现了所有的使徒。
And all of them are discussing, did you see Jesus? I saw Jesus. I didn't see Jesus. Did you see Jesus?
然后他们就都在讨论说啊，我们都看见耶稣了。
And as they're in this room, suddenly Jesus, in verse 36, he appears in the room.
然后这个时候耶稣突然出现在房间里。
Now what I want to discuss here is their reaction. All of their reaction to seeing Jesus in this room.
我们在这里讨论的是他们看到耶稣的时候是什么反应。
As it says here in verse 37 and 38, there are two things, two essential things that they react.
所以在经文的37、38节发生了两件事情。
It's fear and doubt.
就是恐惧和怀疑。
They are afraid because they think he's a ghost.
他们很害怕，因为他们觉得他是鬼魂。
Yeah, they saw he was dead and now he's alive. That's scary.
因为他们看见他死了，现在又活了，这很可怕。
And they're doubting because they find this really hard to believe.
他们非常怀疑，因为这很难以置信。
These guys were not, they were not expecting the resurrection.
这些人他们对复活是没有预期的。
So Jesus wants to help their fear and their doubt.
所以耶稣想要消除他们的恐惧和怀疑。
And he will help your fear and your doubt.
所以耶稣也会帮助我们的恐惧和怀疑。
It's okay to feel doubt.
如果你怀疑的话，当然可以。
But first, he's not a ghost.
但是首先，耶稣不是鬼魂。
He wants to answer their fear.
他想回答他们的恐惧。
So if we look at 39 and 43 here,
所以我们看经文的39和43节。
Jesus has flesh and he has bones.
耶稣是有骨有肉的。
They touch him.
他们摸了他。
He ate with them.
而且耶稣还吃东西。
What does this mean?
这说明什么呢？
The resurrection is a physical resurrection.
所以复活是身体的复活。
Jesus was dead for 3 days, now he's not dead.
耶稣死了三天，但是现在他不是死的。
So the resurrection is not a feeling.
所以复活不是感觉。
Jesus didn't rise in my heart.
他不是在我心里复活。
It is not that his spirit rose.
也不是他的灵复活了。
His body was dead and his body rose. It came back to life.
所以他的身体死而复活了。
The real point here is our resurrection will be the same.
所以最关键的一点是我们的复活会跟他一样的。
It is a physical resurrection.
这是身体的复活。
I sometimes find that Christians are a little bit confused on this.
所以我有的时候发现基督徒对这个有困惑。
We often have the, or maybe it's TV, I don't know, we have our movies, we have the idea that our spirits rise and go to heaven.
所以在电视剧啊电影里面你们看到可能是这个灵复活然后去了天堂。
But the resurrection is actually physical, we get a new body.
所以复活是身体上的我们有一个新的身体。
We don't go to heaven and become spirits.
我们不会成为一个灵去天堂。
We are raised in physical bodies in a new heaven and a new earth.
所以我们是在新身体里复活，然后进入新天。
And this means God cares about the world. He made the world good.
所以上帝关心这个世界。
And he will
re- 他造了一个好的世界。Sorry.
And he will recreate it good.
所以他会重新建造它。
But don't worry.
但是不要担心。
It's a new body.
这是一个新的身体。
I will have more hair.
我肯定会有更多的头发。
Don't worry. Okay, now let's go on.
所以现在我们继续。
Verse 44.
经文的四十四节。
Here Jesus says, everything written about me in Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must come true.
耶稣说在所有的这些摩西五经啊先知书还有诗篇当中有关于我的事一定会实现。
So Moses, prophets, Psalms. What do we call these three things?
这个摩西五经先知书诗篇大家认为这应该叫什么呢?
This is the Old Testament.
这就是旧约啊。
And we call this the Old Testament.
对，我们就叫它旧约。
So what is the Old Testament about then?
所以旧约写的是什么呢?
It's about Jesus.
是关于耶稣。
So Jesus is saying, when we read the Old Testament, we need to realize we're reading about Jesus, about the Messiah, about the Christ.
所以耶稣的意思就是说，当我们读旧约的时候，我们必须意识到，我们是在读关于耶稣、
okay.
弥赛亚、基督的事迹。
Next, in verse 45, what does he do?
所以我们现在来看45节。
It says he opened their minds to understand the scriptures.
他就打开了这些使徒的心扉，让他们明白圣经。
So if you don't understand, or if you doubt, or if you've been listening for a long time, but you still don't really believe.
所以如果你不理解，然后你也有怀疑，而且你听了很多，你都不相信。
Maybe ask Jesus to open your mind to understand the scriptures.
也许你应该让耶稣来打开你的心扉来理解。
And then listen, like these guys did. They were listening.
然后就像这些使徒一样来倾听。
Verse 46.
然后我们看46节。
What exactly is written in the Old Testament about?
旧约到底是写的是什么呢?
What does it say about Jesus?
他写了关于耶稣的什么事呢?
Says that he would suffer, die, and be raised on the third day.
他说这个弥赛亚会受苦，会在第三天复活。
Before Jesus was ever born then, the Old Testament is telling us what Jesus would do.
所以在耶稣出生之前，旧约就已经写出了耶稣将要做的事情。
Before Jesus is born,
在耶稣出生之前,
the Old Testament is telling us about the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus.
旧约就写了耶稣的出生、受死和复活。
And what else is there?
那他还写了什么呢?
What is the purpose of the Messiah in the Old Testament here?
这个耶稣基督的目的到底是什么呢?
In his name, spread a message of repentance and forgiveness of sins.
所以就是说，奉他的名，传播悔改和赦罪的信息，直到地极。
Repentance and forgiveness of sins. What do we call this?
悔改，然后赦罪，我们把这个叫做什么
？Repentance, forgiveness of sins. What is that?
这是什么呢
？That's the gospel.
这就是福音。
This is the gospel. This is the message of the gospel.
所以这就是福音，这就是福音的信息。
It is a message that you and I, we can repent and we can be forgiven.
这就是关于你和我可以悔改并被赦免的信息。
Now I'm going to give you just the very simplest definition of repentance. I'm going to give you a very simple definition of repentance.
我来给你一个非常简单的关于悔改的这个解释。
It means to turn your head and go a different way.
这个意思就是把你的头转向另外一个方面。
At first, you're walking this direction.
你本来走的是这边。
And then you turn your head and you say, no, I'm going to walk this direction towards Jesus.
然后你把头转过来, 往这边走, 走向耶稣。
I'm going to walk a different way.
我会走一个不同的路。
Don't resist Jesus. Return. Turn your head. Repent and follow.
所以你要把头转向来, 转向耶稣。
So again, Jesus says the Old Testament is about him and about the gospel.
所以耶稣说旧约是关于他和福音。
Now, there are lots and lots and lots of places in the Old Testament that say.
所以旧约有很多地方都表明了这一点。
All right, now, don't panic.
就不要惊慌，不要恐慌。
We're not actually going to read this slide.
我们不会读这一张那个幻灯片的。
I just want you to see there's a lot.
我只想让你看见有很多的地方表明了这一点。
So I'll just give you a couple simple ones, okay?
所以我就给你简单的说几个。For
example, the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem.
比如说，弥赛亚会出生在伯利恒。The
Messiah would be a descendant of King David.
他会是大卫王的后裔。The
Messiah would actually go to Egypt and come back. Remember, he does that as a child.
他会去埃及，然后回来，这是他在小的时候的事。To
be clear, all of those are things that Jesus cannot control. You can't control where you're born.
所以要大家要澄清一点，大家得注意啊，就是这个是耶稣没有办法控制的事情。
And then a whole other list, right?
然后还有很多其他的事情。
For example, Isaiah 53, Psalm 22.
就是在以赛亚书53章，还有诗篇的22章，大家可以去看。
They tell us about the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus.
他们说到耶稣受难、受死并复活。
They're hidden prophecies, but they're there.
就是这个是很隐晦的写出来的。
But it's not just prophecies in the Old Testament.
但是在旧约这并不仅仅是预言。
Every time in the Old Testament we read about the judgment and the mercy of God,
每次我们在旧约来提到这个审判和怜悯的时候,
we're actually reading about the judgment and the mercy of Jesus.
我们实际上是在读耶稣基督的审判和怜悯。
Every time you see something in the Old Testament, maybe about it, what makes you holy or unholy, these laws,
所以你们看到在旧约的时候提到什么让你圣洁，什么让你不圣洁的时候，
They're helping us learn that we need to gain or we gain our holiness through Jesus.
他们其实是在告诉你，我们要通过耶稣获得的圣洁。
But even more than that,
但实际上还有更多。
The entire purpose of the Old Testament, the entire story of the Old Testament,
整个旧约的故事。
The story is about God trying to forgive us and bring us back to Him to become His family.
It
says this on the front of your bulletin today, right? The people of God. That's it. We become the people of God. And we are back in His family. So, for example, as you know, they would sacrifice a lamb often or an animal in the Old Testament.
所以在旧约的时候，大家应该很熟悉，他们会献祭一只羔羊来求得赦免。
That death would bring them forgiveness, and then they could have their sins forgiven and have peace with God.
这样会带来上帝的赦免，他们就和上帝重新和好了。
This is a more specific example.
这是一个更加特别的例子。
For example, here in Exodus, they would, as you recall, they would sacrifice the lamb and put the blood on the doorpost, yes?
所以在出埃及记的时候，大家都熟悉，他们将献祭羔羊的血会涂在门楣上，来躲避面命天使的审判。
And then the angel of death would pass over. They would pass over the judgment of God, not be judged.
所以面命天使就会跳过那个房子，他们这房子里的人就可以逃避这个审判。
So when we come to, for example, the Gospel of John,
所以我们在这个约翰福音当中，
John the Baptist calls Jesus the Lamb of God.
施洗约翰称耶稣为上帝的羔羊。
The idea is like when the lamb dies, the blood forgives you.
所以当羊死的时候，他的血就让我们得到了赦免。
Jesus shed his blood so that we can have forgiveness and peace with God.
然后耶稣死的时候，就像羔羊一样死的时候，我们就得到了上帝的赦免。
I'll give you one more because this is my favorite one.
我再给你一个例子，我特别喜欢这个。
Again, in Exodus, when they crossed the Red Sea.
我们来讲一下这个摩西带着以色列人过红海的时候。
What is happening here?
你们看看这里发生了什么？
On the left side, there's the evil Egyptian king.
左边是邪恶的埃及王。
You belong to that king.
我们本来是在这里。
You're a slave. On that side, there's death. On that side, there's fear. On that side, there's evil. On that side, there's pressure.
所以所有不好的东西，你们看到的这里，我们都是在这一块。
But what's on the other side?
那另外一边是什么呢？
God is your father. There's freedom, there's life, there's peace, there's safety, there's love, there's righteousness.
这边是我们所有向往而没有得到的。
And the point is here that you cannot cross the Red Sea. You can't get over the sea. It's impossible.
问题是我们是没有办法过红海的，这是不可能的，没有能力。
God has to open a road.
上帝要为我们打通一条道路。
If he does not open a road, you can't get across.
如果他不开这条路的话，我们根本过不去。
How many roads does God open?
上帝开了多少条路呢?
He opens one road, not two.
我们只有一条路，没有两条路。
Just one road.
所以只有一条路。
All you have to do is what? Turn your head and walk through the road.
我们只要转过头来走这条路。
That's how you get to the other side, to get forgiveness, to get love, to get God's Father.
这就是我们能到自由、生命、和平、安全的这一点。
Look, this is the gospel.
这就是福音。
That road, that's Jesus.
这条路就是耶稣基督。
Repentance and forgiveness. Turn your head away from Egypt and you turn towards Jesus. You walk through the road and you gain new life.
当我们悔改的时候，我们就得到赦免，我们就通过耶稣基督这条路。
And we become the people of God.
我们就成为上帝的子民。
There are so many things like this in the Old Testament.
在旧约当中有太多这样的例子了。
What I'm saying is, these are the receipts. The Old Testament is the receipts.
我想说的是, 这就是耶稣基督的收据。
It's the proof that what Jesus did is real.
这是关于耶稣基督所做的是真实的证据。
These receipts show that he really paid the price for our sins.
这些收据说明他真的为我们付上了代价。
I mean, you understand that no person could do this.
没有人可以做这件事情。
This was written over hundreds and hundreds of years before Jesus was born.
旧约是在耶稣基督几百年之前写成的。
And all of these things pointing to who Jesus is.
所有的事情都指向耶稣基督。
You know, if I only had one receipt, I guess you could say it was a coincidence.
如果你只有一个证据，就一个收据的时候，你可能说啊，是个巧合。
But this is a lot of receipts.
但是我们的收据实在太多了。
They show that what Jesus did is real.
这些都说明耶稣基督所做的是真实。
So back when these guys were doubting,
所以我们回到这些人，他其实是很疑惑的。
Jesus is saying you don't have to doubt.
耶稣说你们不要疑惑。
All of this was written over hundreds of years to help you trust that what I'm doing is true.
几百年前写成的东西说明了我的事情。
We don't need to doubt.
我们也不需要疑惑。
We can trust that Jesus has really forgiven us and brought us back into his family.
我们可以相信耶稣基督已经完全地饶恕了我们，我们可以回到神的家。
We have the receipts.
我们有收据。
So from now on, every time you see a receipt,
所以你每次看到那个收据,
you can remember that Jesus is trustworthy.
你就能够知道耶稣基督是值得相信的。
All right, I want to go back to this for repentance and forgiveness.
我现在想回到这个关于悔改和赦罪。
If two people fight,
如果两个人吵架,
what do they need?
他们需要什么呢?
Well, they both need to repent and forgive.
他们双方都需要悔改和饶恕。
You know, if you fight with your spouse or you fight with a friend or someone at church,
如果你跟配偶吵架, 你跟你的朋友吵架, 或者跟教会里的人吵架了,
or your neighbor, someone at work, anyone you fight with,
所以任何一个你跟他关系不好的,
you each need to repent and forgive.
你们都需要悔改。
But with God, it's different.
但是跟上帝这是不一样的。
Because he didn't do anything wrong.
上帝从来没有做错事。
But he still offers us forgiveness.
但是他仍然宽恕了我们。
This is just like when I fight with my wife.
这就像我跟我的太太Amy。
She never did anything wrong, see?
她从来没有做错事。
Exactly the same.
但是她仍然原谅我。
And she forgives me. This is not like other gods. This is my point. It's not like other gods.
这可不像别的偶像。
With other gods, you make an offering.
对其他的偶像是你来献祭。
Maybe that God will forgive you. Maybe that God will bless you.
也许他会祝福你, 也许他会赦免你。
In Taiwan, we say, 五百五百比。
在台湾我们说,
我讲台语, 我讲台语, 我不会讲中文, 所以我的,
这一块没法翻译, 我也听不懂。
因为我住在台湾, 所以我讲台语, 我拍摄。 台语也通吗? 赞, okay, 好。 So in Taiwan, we say, 五百五百比, 怎么说? 不知道, 中文可以吗? Yeah, that's good English. That'll work. If you worship, you get a blessing.
所以就是如果你敬拜，你就会得到祝福。
But this is not what it's like with God.
但是跟上帝是不一样的。
Jesus made the offering for you.
耶稣为我们献上了祭物。
We have the receipt.
我们也有收据。
It's done.
这个事情已经成就了。
They could not cross the Red Sea by themselves.
以色列人没有办法靠着自己渡过红海。
You cannot save yourself.
你也不能拯救你自己。
So Jesus did it for you.
所以耶稣为你做了这件事。
He did this because he loves you and he wants to know you.
他做这件事是因为他爱你。
You know, Amy and I, we do a lot of things together.
Amy和这个Sean，他们经常做一起合作。
We work together, we have fun together.
他们一起工作，他们一起娱乐。
Why do we spend so much time together?
为什么他们要在一起花这么多时间？
Because I want to know her, and because I love her, I want to be with her, I want to know her.
因为Pastor Gibson他想了解他的太太，他想跟他在一起。
So, you know, if we're getting older, and if one of us got sick, we would do anything to help the other person.
事实上，他们已经觉得自己老了。如果我们有一个，他们之间有一个人生病的话，另外一个人就可以帮助。
Why?
为什么？
Because you know, loving her and knowing her is more important than any material.
因为爱他，了解他，比这世界上所有其他世俗的事情都要重要。
This is why Jesus was willing to die.
这就是为什么上帝愿意，耶稣基督愿意为我们而死。
You know, he was a man, he was a person here.
他是一个人。
And he gave up every material thing, even his life, for us.
他放弃了所有，甚至是生命。
Because he loves us, he wants to be with us.
因为他爱我们，他想认识我们。
Yeah, he wants us in his family.
他想把我们带到他的家。Now
look at 47 again.
让我们来看一下47节。
Who is this message for? Where is it preached?
这个信息是给谁的?
It says, from Jerusalem to the nations, to all the nations.
他说从耶路撒冷直到万国。
The whole world.
是到全世界。
God is a God of the whole world because he made the whole world.
上帝是全世界的上帝，因为他创造了整个世界。
He loves and cares for the whole world.
他关心爱护整个的世界。
Everyone is important to him.
每一个人对他来说都很重要。
This is the biblical message.
所以这就是圣经的信息。
Okay. The Quran never says God loves the whole world.
所以古兰经，就是这个穆斯林的古兰经，他从来没有说过安拉爱全世界。This
is not just me, a Christian, saying this. You ask a Quranic scholar, a Muslim, they know the Quran never says God loves the whole world.
所以如果你去问穆斯林，他们也说安拉没有说爱全世界。It
never says God would die for the whole world.
他也没有说过上帝会为全世界的人死。That
to them would be blasphemy.
那个对他们来说，这是个很震惊的事情。Taiwan's
gods never, not one says they love the whole world, never.
对于多神教，台湾的多神教这些偶像来说，他们也不会说他们爱全世界。None
of them say they would die for the whole world.
他们也不会说自己为全世界死。This
is a biblical message only.
这是圣经独特的地方。But
God does love the whole world.
但是神，圣经的神的确爱全世界。So
again, if two people fight, what do they need?
所以如果两个人吵架，他们需要干什么？
To fix the relationship, they need forgiveness.
他们怎么样来修复这一段破碎的关系？
Now once you repent and you receive God's forgiveness, something you learn something.
所以你需要饶恕。那么如果你悔改的话，上帝就会饶恕你。
If the highest God in the world can forgive me, the highest God, not any other, the highest God can forgive me.
如果在宇宙当中至高无上的上帝，他能够爱你饶恕你。
How can I not forgive other people?
我怎么可以不饶恕别人呢?
I am not higher than God.
我不比上帝高。
And if he forgives me, I forgive others like my Lord.
如果他饶恕我，我就饶恕别人。
This is not some small god or goddess of the sea in Taiwan.
这不是一些小小的偶像，或者是台湾的那些偶像。
The highest God forgives me, wow, I can forgive my brothers and
sisters. 如果至高无上的神原谅了我，我就可以原谅别人。
That is real peace.
那是真正的和平。
Not peace from money. Not
不是从金钱来的平安。
Not peace from your position or education or a job.
也不是你的职位、你的教育、你的工作带来的平安。
But peace from good relationships.
它是好的关系带来的平安。
Peace with God and peace with others.
是与神和好，与人和好。
That is real peace.
这是真正的和平。
That is peace from the gospel.
这就是福音的平安。
What does this have to do with the nations?
所以这个跟全这些世界上面的各个国家有什么关系呢？
By 拜托, this has everything to do with the nations.
啊, 所以拜托, 这些国家真的很需要平,
the nations need real peace.
他们需要真正的和平。
I mean, have we not been reading the news? Have you seen this?
他们多么需要?
The nations desperately, desperately need the gospel.
他们真的很需要福音。
They need a gospel of forgiveness and repentance.
他们需要福音的悔改和赦罪。
The nations need more and more people full of Christ's love and forgiveness.
这些国家他们真的需要更多的基督徒，是有上帝的爱和赦免的基督徒。
They need you.
他们需要你。
Amy and I are so blessed. We're really blessed. We have our first grandson.
Oh, Pastor Gibson和他的太太，他们刚刚有一个孙子。
It is so wonderful. So wonderful. 第一个孙子, yeah, so wonderful. Okay. So we're here now for a couple months in the USA, so we're with our grandson.
A
couple weeks ago, we took him to the library.
And
there I learned the bad part of being a grandfather.
Which is
changing diapers. So I had to change his diaper, so I took him into the bathroom. And in the bathroom, they have, you know, I don't know, what is that table? You know, you change the diaper. So I put him on the table, I change his diaper. Now there was a man in there washing his hands. And he came up and he turned on, you know, the hair dryer. Hand dryer, we dry your hands.
那个人洗完手就去这个手单手机那边。
Right. Now the hand dryer was right behind my grandson's head.
所以干手机正好在我孙子的这个脑后。
And he can't see it.
他不能看见。
And it is really loud.
但是非常的响。
Oh, his face, he was scared.
然后他就完全被吓坏了。
He stuck his hands up, you know. So I pick him up and I comfort
him.
Fortunately,
非常幸运的是,
I was already done changing his diaper. So,
我已经把他的尿布换完了。
So, but the look on his face, he was really, really scared.
你看看他的小脸, 他真的很害怕。
And I think, you know, how many children are in war zones right now?
所以我们就可以想象那些在战争当中的儿童,
much louder, much scary, and much more dangerous noises around them.
那有更响的噪音,
they're terrified.
他们真的是吓坏了。
You know, okay, politics, diplomacy, these are good things.
政治和外交是很重要的事情, okay. 的确是好的。
But, and maybe they'll stop this war. These wars. Maybe they'll stop them for now.
但是他们可能只是暂时的终止.
It's a band-aid.
这就像一个邦迪创可贴一样.
That's not real peace. That's temporary peace.
那不是真正的和平, 那是短暂的和平.
The nations need more and more people full of love and forgiveness and repentance of Christ.
世界需要充满更多的充满耶稣基督的爱和赦罪的人。
That's real peace and lasting peace.
这是真正的和平, 也是持久的和平。
Your family,
你的家庭,
your church,
你的教会,
your country,
还有你的国家,
and the nations,
所有的, 世界上所有的国家,
they need more and more people full of Christ's love and forgiveness.
他们都需要更多的, 充满耶稣基督爱和赦罪的人。
And they need,
这就是福音,
they need you.
他们需要你。
Jesus actually tells us this in verse 48.
所以在经文48节, 耶稣基督告诉了我们,
who are these apostles? What does Jesus call them?
这些使徒是谁? 耶稣怎么称呼他们?
He says they're witnesses.
他们说, 耶稣说他们是见证人。
A witness tells what he saw and what he experienced.
见证人就是告诉大家他所看见的,所听见的。
So this is our favorite restaurant in Jiayi.
这是我们在嘉义最喜欢的餐厅。
It's a xiaolongbao, huh?
这是小笼包。
No, these are not the best xiaolongbao in Jiayi.
这不是最好的吗?
They're the best xiaolongbao in the world.
这是最好的。
Yeah, in the world. No, in the world.
这是世界上最好的小笼包。
So, There is a law, there's a law in Taiwan.
所以在台湾是有一个法律的。
That if you find a good restaurant, you have to tell all your friends.
如果你发现一个好餐厅，你一定要告诉所有人。
So whenever someone comes to Jiayi, especially a foreigner, we like to show foreigners when they come.
所以如果我们的朋友来到嘉义，特别是外国人。
We take them to this restaurant.
我们就把他们带到这个餐厅。
We are witnesses for this restaurant.
我们是这个餐厅的见证人。
We tell what we saw and experienced.
我们告诉我们所经历的。
And we show people.
我们就给他们看。
So if you have experienced the repentance, forgiveness, and love of God,
如果你经历了上帝的赦罪，你有悔改，然后你经历了上帝的爱。
If you have experienced peace with God and peace with others from the gospel,
如果你经历了与神和好、与人和好、从福音得到的这经历的话
，Please share that.
你就分享给别人嘛。
You found the good restaurant.
你发现了一个很好的餐厅啊。
Repentance. One more thing on repentance.
我们再来讲一下这个赦罪。
Repentance really means it means listening and understanding.
我讲错了，悔改。我们来讲一下悔改。悔改的意思就是你倾听，然后你理解。
I can't if I don't know what I did wrong, if I don't know what is wrong.
如果我不知道我做错的话，我怎么样来悔改？
I can't turn my head if I don't see where I'm going.
我根本就没有办法转头，因为我都不知道我要往哪里去。
So I need to listen to God.
我需要来听上帝的话。
But I also need to listen to you, and you need to listen to me.
我们人和人之间也要互相倾听。
This is how real fellowship works.
这就是我们平常团契应该做的。
This is how churches should work.
就是我们教会里应该做的。
And this is how your church should work.
就是你们的教会需要做，我们的教会需要做。
We are broken people.
我们都是破碎的人。
And when we get together in any group,
我们在任何一个集体当中在一起的时候，
we're really gonna mess up and do some dumb
things. 我们一定会遇见问题的，一定会有矛盾的。
We're gonna hurt each other.
我们就会伤害彼此。
The gospel teaches us repentance and forgiveness is how we live together.
这个福音告诉我们，悔改和饶恕是我们如何能在一起的根基。
It brings healing with God.
它带来了上帝的医治。
Healing with our families.
带来了家庭的医治。
Healing to our churches.
带来了教会的医治。
And healing to our countries and the world.
还有世界各个国家的医治。
The world needs this gospel.
上帝需要，世界需要福音。
So what is this right here in 47 and 48? Repentance, forgiveness, witness.
所以在47节和48节这里在说的是什么呢？
What are those three things?
这三个是什么呢？悔改、赦罪和见证。
That's missions.
这就是宣教。
That's what we do. That's all missions is. Repentance, forgiveness, tell people.
这就是宣教，就是悔改、赦罪，告诉所有的人。
They also need us. They need us to live together and show this gospel. Not just say it, but show it in our churches.
这也需要我们能够在一起生活，然后我们能够给别人展现。
As we repent and forgive each other, we show that the gospel. We make it attractive. We show people what the gospel.
当我们悔改并赦免别人的时候，我们就会把福音展示给别人看。
So here's one example of missions.
这是宣教的一个例子。
This is our mission here in Taiwan.
这是他们在台湾的宣教事工。
We do primarily share the gospel with young people.
他们和年轻人，主要和年轻人分享。
And there are many young people that are coming to know Jesus and they'll trust him with their lives.
然后有很多的年轻人来到这里，他们就相信耶稣基督。
And of course, when 用台语较侪对， so we don't share in English, I guess I should say.
啊，他，嗯嗯。
So, oh yeah. This is one small part of missions, but you are part of something really, really big.
所以这个只是宣教的一小部分，可是我们都是神的大计划的一部分。
God is at work in the whole world.
上帝在整个世界工作。
And he's been working a plan throughout all of history.
他从整个历史已经制定了一个计划。
To bring people to himself.
就是把人们都带到他的身边。
We have the receipts.
我们有收据。
And he is inviting you to join into that story.
他实际上是来欢迎你们每一个人来加入他的故事。
He's inviting you to be part of that story, part of that mission.
他邀请你成为他使命、他的故事的一部分。
But we need help.
那我们还是需要帮助的。
Where does this help come from?
我们从哪里有帮助？
That next verse. Jesus says, "The Father, I will send the one my Father promised."
所以在下一节经文49节里面。
We don't have time.
耶稣基督说：“我要 我要将我父亲所应许的降在你们身上。
I don't have time to explain, but this is the Holy Spirit.
然后这个是什么呢？这个通过上下文的阅读，我们知道是圣灵。
Why do we need the Holy Spirit?
我们为什么需要圣灵
？Oh, we really need help.
我们真的是没有办法完成。
And we need power, 能力。
我们需要能力。
Okay. Now, in context, what is this power? This is important. In context, what is this power?
所以这个能力是什么
？This is the power to repent.To forgive and to be witnesses.
这是悔改赦罪做见证的能力。
We need the Spirit in order to have the power of the Spirit of repentance, forgiveness, and sharing in order to do this.
我们需要圣灵所赐给我们悔改、饶恕和见证能力。
This is the opposite of the world's power.
这个跟世界的能力是反过来的。
The world's power is Rome putting Jesus on a cross.
世界的能力可以把耶稣基督钉在十字架上。
You do what I say, or I will even kill you if you don't do what I say.
世界是说你要按照我说的做，不然我都可以杀了你。
But then, what does the resurrection say?
但是复活是怎么说呢
？It says, "No real power is the power of forgiveness and the power of repentance."
复活是说真正的能力是悔改和赦罪的能力。
This is an upside down power.
这是一个反转过来的能力。
And it is the power that will last forever.
这个能力是可以持续到永远。
Because it is resurrection.
这是复活的能力。
All right, finally.
然后我们最后。
Where does Jesus go?
耶稣去哪里了呢
？At this point, he leaves and he goes to heaven.
然后他就走了，他直接去了天堂。
And of course, other passages tell us he will come back.
别的经文告诉我们他还会回来。
What is the point of this? Until Jesus returns, we are the hands and feet of Jesus.
所以在耶稣基督回来之前，我们就是他的手和脚。
Again.This is missions.
这就是宣教。
We are the ones who go out and we increase and spread His kingdom.
我们就是他的手和脚，然后我们会倍增他所做的。
And our final verse here, what do they do?
所以在最后的经文，他们做了什么
？Immediately, what do they do? They worship Jesus.
他们立即就开始敬拜。
They know, they know who he is. He is God, and they worship him as God.
他们知道耶稣基督是谁，他就是神。
On the first day,
他们在第一天的时候就敬拜他。
And what do they feel now?
那他们现在怎么样？
It says great joy.
他们有大喜乐。
This is a contrast, right?
这是一个巨大的对比。
At the beginning, how did they feel?
他们刚刚开始的时候有什么感觉？
It was fear and doubt.
他们恐惧怀疑。
And now they feel peace and joy.
他们现在感受到了平安和喜乐。
Jesus, they see Jesus. He explains the scriptures to them, and they understand the gospel.
他们看见了耶稣基督，然后耶稣基督跟他们解释了经文，他们知道了福音。
And this fills them with joy and helps them praise God.
所以这个让他们有喜乐，他们就开始敬拜上帝。
So I hope today this passage has also given you joy and helps you praise God.
我也希望今天的这个信息能给你带来极大的喜乐。
Let me pray.
让我们一起祷告。
We thank you, God, that you are the God of resurrection.
感谢神，你是复活的神。
You are the God of new life now and new life forever.
你是我们现在新生命和将来新生命。
I pray, God, that you help us, help this church to repent, to forgive, and to be witnesses for your good news.
我祷告求神，你帮助我们教会能够悔改赦罪，并且为你做见证。
And we thank you, God, that this resurrection is eternal.
我很感谢你，因为这个复活是永恒的。
And we pray all this in your name, Jesus, because you are worthy.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名，因为你配得。
Amen.
Amen.